You're listening to Simply Money. I'm Nathan Bachrach, along with Amy Wagner. Joining me, Lori Wilhelmy. She's director at Comstock Advisors. So look, if you got a business, perk up. And if you work for a business, listen up. Because if your boss isn't doing some of the things that Lori tells you or your boss they should be considering, then maybe you ought to be, shall we say, reconsidering. So we got immediate challenges for business, Lori. Talk about the changes that are taking place on the business landscape in order to make sure you survive, thrive, and eventually, if you're a business owner, have a business that's worth something.
Yeah, I think everybody is aware that the outbreak of COVID-19 has turned the business world upside down. And
yep.
Business owners should be thinking about the immediate challenges they need to face to keep their company operating and thriving, as you mentioned.
Yeah, so what's number one with a bullet for you?
Well, I think technology is what comes to mind first. You know, social distancing measures and the stay-in-place orders have resulted in the sort of work being done at home versus in the workplace over the last couple of months. And that's led to a real demand for things like video conferencing capabilities. Companies that weren't already proficient in digital communications have been forced to get on board quickly so that not only their employees can communicate with each other and with their customers, but the businesses need to be able to buy, sell, produce, deliver, all of that within the stay-in-place environment.
And so now is the time when you find out if you were able to sell, produce, or deliver whatever it is that you do while not being in the same place at the same time. So
that's right.
Tough. Yeah. And you talk about delivery, and I love this. I mean, I think we all took for granted, oh, I get everything in a day or two. No big deal until all of a sudden Amazon started saying, well, some of the things you'll get in a day or two, some of the things, 5 days or so, and we'll, some of the stuff we'll get to you when we can because we got priorities.
Right. Delivery has been the world we've been living in for a long time now, but it has really become more significant and more critical when people can't leave their homes, not just in the capacity of ordering things online, but also, you know, service-based businesses need to be able to deliver their services online as well as their products. So a website functionality has become more important than ever, and the ability to deliver products and services online has become necessary.
Sure. We're talking to Lori Wilhelmy. She's director at Comstock Advisors. If you got a business, some things you've got to contend with, and if you work for a business, things that I hope your boss or leader are contending with. So we got customer and employee safety. I think employee safety has somewhat been covered, but this customer safety stuff, how do you get customers who need to be, you know, getting near you back near you?
Right. I mean, brick-and-mortar businesses need to make sure that they have crowd control, sanitization. You know, you see these plastic screens now all over the place at checkout stations. So making your employees feel safe so they can come back to work in an environment that's, you know, provides social distancing is important. But customers feeling safe is important as well.
Yeah, I like the sneeze guards, you know. That's,
yeah.
Believe me, I heard once that a sneeze goes 40 feet, so you can put up all the guards you want. I'm guessing I get irradiated. Yeah, I guess I'm toast whenever that happens. All right. Many people either did or didn't buy at some point business interruption insurance, and now all of a sudden, just as we've learned that some businesses destroyed because of the civil unrest, are going to be covered for the things that occur. But let's talk about business interruption insurance. If you didn't have it, that's the horse is out of the barn. But if you did, what is it and how do you claim on it?
Yeah, it's really important for business owners to understand their policies. So generally, business interruption insurance covers disruptions to a business, to a business's customers and suppliers. But the coverage from one policy to another can vary significantly, and especially due to the SARS epidemic a few years ago, a lot of insurance companies suffered some big losses, and they adjusted their policies to have specific exclusions for things like epidemics and pandemics.
Yeah, so, I like the way you say they adjusted their policies. You could have said they sent the lawyers off into the corner and said, hey, you write me up a contract that gets my fanny out of this next time it happens.
And exactly.
Come back when you're done, and we'll put it in the next policy. Oh, that's nice.
That's probably exactly what happened. And
yeah,
it's
sure.
It's important for businesses to understand what their policy covers and what is excluded.
You know, I have a policy that my agent every year tells me, well, you pay 20% more, but they cover everything. Well, they darn well better. That's all I've got to say. When it comes to training and working with staff, anything new coming out of the pandemic that you would say, oh, this is something that we see that you as an advisor at Comstock see people doing or not doing that would be good practice?
Well, there's a lot of new skill sets that are required depending on how much of a virtual workplace you had in place before the pandemic. So companies that were used to working online are able to make a smoother transition. But there's a lot of companies where the culture was that you came to work every day. And so there's a lot of new technology that's being introduced or that's just being used for the first time by companies to allow employees to work from home, and that requires some new skill sets. So training on new technology is a good idea, and also cross-training employees. As you know, we've all heard in the news the unemployment rate, and there are a lot of companies that have needed to downsize due to changes in their business over the last couple months, and so cross-training employees on multiple jobs and multiple skill sets can be really important right now.
I love that cross-train because, you know, the person that's working next to you or is on the computer screen with you today may have to take some time off tomorrow, and yet the job still needs to be done. I'm sure that everybody's sitting down there with a piece of paper and pencil or their Excel spreadsheet and reassessing cost structure. As a business consultant, what would you say is on your hit list of things to review?
Well, it's really important to reassess your cost structure because your business may have changed. I think most businesses have changed in some way over the past couple of months due to what's going on with the virus. And physical space needs are obviously something that, with all the work at home happening right now, companies, some of them aren't going to go back to the way things were before. A lot of companies are allowing their employees to permanently work from home or work from home several days a week. So space needs may change. So looking at your commercial office lease or facility space, you may not need what you're paying for now going forward. And then there's limiting discretionary spending, sort of tightening up the purse strings. A lot of companies are not sending their employees out to travel if they had jobs where travel was required, so that has shifted to virtual meetings. Right. And then a reduction in contract labor. We're seeing a lot of that, where work is being redistributed to employees. And those who traveled heavily may have a lot of extra time on their hands now that they're doing work virtually. That can adjust sort of the workload of the employees, and you can shift work around and avoid using contract labor.
Lots of implications there. Real quick, tell me about how you manage payables in an environment like this.
Right. Cash is king still in this pandemic. Yep. It's more important than ever. And reviewing payment terms, extending out payments to the full length of your existing payment terms, and working with your suppliers to negotiate extended payment terms if that's the spot you're in, can help you hold on to some cash.
Yeah. Good advice. If you have a business, people like Lori Wilhelmi at Comstock are a great place to go get that second opinion if you think you're kind of flummoxed. That's a technical term. And if you work for a business and you've heard something, you go, oh, I should tell that to the boss tomorrow. Make sure to do that because, look, we're all in this together. And any good idea that you may have heard, make sure your boss is using it tomorrow. You've been listening to Simply Money here on 55 KRC, the talk station.